My name is Dr. Jeffrey Burke. I'm a naturopath and a master herbalist and the host of the Staying Healthy radio show. My show airs Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. here on NBC Sports 920 The Game. I bring you the best guests in the industry and the topics that are relevant for today's world. The shows stream live at 8 a.m. And for those of you that cannot listen live, my shows are always podcast for the on-demand downloads at my webpage, drjeffreyburke.com. The show is sponsored by Stay Healthy Health Food Store, Las Vegas's oldest independent health food retailer, located at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Smith's Shopping Center. Come in and see what a local retailer can do for you. Great selection, quality products, and amazing prices. The store is open Monday through Friday, 9 to 7, Saturdays 9 to 6, and closed on Sunday. I look forward to talking with all of you. Hello and welcome back to the Staying Healthy radio show. I thank you all for taking the time out of your day to stop by, tune in, and walk away with information vital to your good health. Learning all these ins and outs about health and nutrition, well, it's a work. It's a big work in progress, as we are all works in progress. But you know what? The technology is so good today, and the information is so much better. And if you just learn how to ask the right questions, you're going to find that you can actually be more successful with your healthy journey. I think the problem is sometimes a little bit of information is not always a good thing. Because sometimes we have a tendency to hear little bits and little dribbles of things, and then we try to run with that without asking any other questions. Maybe we don't want to bother anybody, or maybe we don't want anybody to know kind of the things we're going through. But what ends up happening is we usually are not as successful that way. So finding people to talk to is important. I make sure that every day, Monday through Friday, that we talk about the relevant topics for today's world. I also bring you some of the best guest educators in the industry, so you're actually hearing from the best of the best every single time I have a guest on my show. And that's really important. We have to learn how to take this information, you know, work it in our mind and kind of sift through it, and then take all these tools of information and then formulate a healthy way of, you know, direction, I guess you should say. Another thing you can do is make sure that you go somewhere where your individual questions can be answered too. I send you to Stay Healthy Health Food Store because to me, you're able to get that one-on-one as well as the comfort that comes with a business that's been around for such a long time. They are Las Vegas's oldest independent health food retailer. They're in their fourth decade in the Las Vegas Valley. And they bring with them awesome information, the most knowledgeable staff, and all that good stuff every single day because it's what they do. They are an education-based company. They carry the best of the best products. They have the most knowledgeable staff, awesome prices, and they help you create relationships with people on probably the most important topic of our life, which is our health. Make sure to visit their webpage, stayhealthylasvegas.com. Read all those industry articles. They are very informing. I mean, just going there a couple times a week and reading the articles will take you so much farther down the road to good information for great health, for yourself and for your friends and people you can share information with. And don't forget to print yourself a $5 off coupon to use on your next $50 purchase. And of course, daily articles and information coming to you via Facebook, so make sure that you like their Facebook page as well. Stay Healthy at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Rancho Town and Country Center on the northwest corner of Rancho and Charleston. Open Monday through Friday 9 to 7, Saturdays 9 till 6, and they're closed on Sunday. Check out their webpage, stayhealthylasvegas.com, and of course, like them on Facebook as well. Well, today we're going to be talking about the line of products from Garden of Life, and of course, nobody other than Bruce Topping here to do that with us once again. I get the pleasure to talk with Bruce twice a month, and it's just always awesome that we are able to, you know, chat and just, you know, it's just two people that are friends talking, and it just happens to be information-based. So I hope you'll enjoy this. Bruce has been involved in the alternative medical community his entire life by managing health food stores, speaking for support groups, conducting seminars for Weston A. Price chapters, and being an activist for small and local agriculture. He is a consummate student of natural medicine in all of its forms, with a passion for helping people understand the controversies of diet and nutritional science. Well, based on his wealth of knowledge, Bruce is definitely a highly sought-after national speaker for Garden of Life. and is Garden of Life's probiotic and enzyme expert. He is currently authoring a book on digestive health, and he is a popular guest on several radio shows, but we get him twice a month. How cool is that? Help me welcome my friend, my guest, Bruce Topping. Hey, buddy, how you doing?
Hey, Jeff. Thanks for having me on today.
My pleasure. How's everything in your world?
It's going great. Just gearing up for another trip on the road and going to do some seminars and lectures. Hitting the Stay Healthy website this morning. Some good articles on there today.
You know, they really do have a lot of information to offer. And, you know, the thing is, you know, I did the road for a long, long time, and I'm back out again. And, you know, what I have learned is that our industry has amazing, passionate people in it. People that have got in this industry to help people, and awesome people all over the country and in big chains and brick and mortar stores all over the country, because they are just that kind of a person that you have to kind of be to work with somebody with their health. But, you know, like every industry and every sector of our life, there's always cream that rises to the top. And people that go a little bit further and go out of their way a little bit more and do a little bit more because out of their own passion and their own ethics and their own value system. And that's what I see with Stay Healthy. You know, for, you know, as long as I've been sending people to them, it's been because of the value system and the foundation of the store, which has always been information and comfort.
Yeah, that's well put, Jeff. I mean, I grew up in a health food store chain my parents run, and I will agree with you that there are armies, just vast sea of really impassioned people who are fired up about health, and often they have come from a health journey themselves. You know, I bet the people that Stay Healthy could tell you a lot about the journey they've been on with their own health. And even if they're not medical doctors and haven't been through, you know, years of biochemistry classes and labs, it's almost like the guy who's been in, you know, a prison so long that they now know the law better than a lot of lawyers. And that's kind of the way I feel when I run into these gurus who are in these stores and Stay Healthy, you know, been around 40 years plus. These are the kinds of stores, the kinds of community resources that Garden of Life wants to work with. And when I go to their website and I see all the raffles and the information and the gift bags, and it's incredible. And I just want to say this is so important today when we go to the doctor and we're often spending 9 to 15 minutes with them. They're not even necessarily talking with us or engaging with us about our health in the way that you might find they do at Stay Healthy Health Foods. Sometimes it's the person in the health food store who gets into your health history and talks about how much water you're drinking and how much stress you're under and how much TV you're watching at night and you're trying to go to sleep. All of these things that usually doctors just can't do nowadays. They have too many patients. Their roster is 2,000, 2,500 patients for many doctors nowadays. So I think Stay Healthy health food stores and my mom's health food stores are really important in this whole frontier that we call healthcare today.
You know, I think that kind of says it in a nutshell as well. And it just, you know, reminds us that, you know, the resources are there if we just reach out, you know, and hold on to them and ask for questions. And, you know, I know a lot of people that I've talked to in the hospital after major traumas, and they find out something's wrong and they're going through chemo or radiation or having all these surgeries. And I've never talked to one who did not say somewhere in the conversation, I wish I would have listened. You know, I wish I would have done something sooner. I wish I would have taken better care of myself. I wish I would have, you know, listened to my body and not just, you know, turned up the radio so I didn't have to hear it, you know. And every single one of them said there was a lot of coulda, shoulda, wouldas. And that's sad, but it's human nature. And we just have to remember that it's never too late to start, you know, putting on a better front and, you know, heading down a healthier path. And you don't have to do it all in one day. That's the big thing.
Yeah, I was going to say that too, that it's, for most of the people I've watched who have made amazing transformations, the people that I've seen who have conquered their illnesses and restored their lives, they didn't do it over one day. You know, it wasn't that they got, you know, they went from being obese to really fit and trim and healthy in a week, you know. And I think that often we get daunted. We start thinking about health and we're watching, you know, these celebrities on TV who seem to have really amazing health, and we're comparing ourselves to them. And it doesn't have to be this daunting, impossible mission. It can be just stuff that you start doing in baby steps, you know, drinking a little more water instead of drinking soda at every meal for some people. Or I think it's about meeting people where they're at, too. If you're eating out a lot, try just eating at home, even if it's frozen food. If canned organic, frozen organic food is so much better than what you buy at a drive-thru. And if you're eating a lot of frozen canned food now, well, then start integrating some fresh food. We can start making small changes wherever you're at. And I love this industry, and I love the company I work for, because I think we're hitting on a major theme of what we're all here to do, which is try to make this more accessible, easier, cheaper, more fun to eat, more enjoyable for the kids. All of those things that make it actually work. Because if it tastes like it did in the 70s, you know, if you went to a health food store in the early 80s and you bought a green drink full of sprouts and veggies, it was nothing like our perfect food chocolate is today. I mean, it's just night and day. And I think that's a theme of your show. It's just things are better than they used to be, better technology and more accessibility. And it makes a huge difference.
Well, I have some questions for you that I saved up, and they definitely came in to Please Ask Bruce. So I figured I'd save these for you. This is a really good one. And I think you guys probably caused this question to happen. It says, I love Garden of Life and I love their probiotics, but I don't know whether to go shelf stable. I don't know whether to go refrigerated. I don't know whether to go raw. I don't know whether to specialize or go with the basic overall. Help me out here.
Sure. Yeah, that's a common question we get. And I think you're right, Jeff. Maybe we do cause this because we do make so many options available.
Yes.
And that's partly because the technology is always changing. It's such a moving target. When you're working in the lab and you're looking at all these studies that are constantly coming out, I mean, it's like there's a new amazing paper. Some new study comes out every month or so. And so I think one of the big issues that we have with regard to probiotics, to help answer this question, one of the big issues is compliance, which is simply how much you actually take the pill. You know, probiotics are normally kept in the fridge. Traditionally, in the last 30 years, that's where you always found them when you bought them, and that's where you kept them when you bought them and took them home, was in the refrigerator. And that introduces a huge problem when we look at the research that a lot of people fail to take their probiotic. It's simply out of sight. It's in the fridge, and maybe they take it for the first week, and they might feel a little better from it. But the way probiotics work isn't like a drug. It's not like a pharmacological thing where it just makes this huge change in your body in an hour. That's not the way natural medicine tends to work. You're really changing a huge ecosystem of your colon, and it takes sometimes weeks or months to really complete that shift for your whole immune system and your digestive system to improve. So if you just take it for a week, you know, that's not going to show you the real benefits that you could have achieved potentially. And unfortunately, that's what we see a lot. We see people giving up, throwing up their hands, and just simply failing to remember to take it consistently. And this is where shelf-stable technology has really come up. I mean, it used to be pretty bad. The shelf stability wasn't very good back in the old days. And I say old days, I guess that's like 15 years ago, 10, maybe 10 years ago. Not that long. But the truth is there's been light years of progress that's been made in all the stability testing of these cells. Keeping these cells alive is a huge part of the game now. And what we've done is we've invested in actually technology that was developed for glucose sensors. So if you go to a drugstore, those shelf-stable bottles that our probiotics are sold in, they're exactly the same as what you'd find in a glucose sensor that's used for diabetics to test their bloodstream. That technology was really well developed to control moisture. And so that's what our shelf-stable probiotics are. It's actually the same strain from the same labs. So there's no difference in what's in the pill. It's really the packaging that they're sold in. We want to make it easy. We want to make it convenient. We want to make it so you can just set it right on your purse or your book bag or your locker or right on your countertop in front of next to your fridge. So that you're going to see it every day. And boy, this improves compliance. So if you're somebody who is traveling like me, I'm on the road 30 weeks a year or so, or if you're somebody who just doesn't have a good routine in your fridge where you're not going to open up your fridge every day and take the probiotic that's in there, then I would recommend a shelf-stable probiotic. Now, I'll be clear, we can't make shelf-stable probiotics for every single blend. We haven't been able to yet. Maybe we will in the future, but there's a lot of technical challenges. For example, some strains of bacteria degrade faster than others. They're not all the same in terms of how quickly they die or consume all their fuel and starve. They have different rates of stability. And if we make a very high bifido blend, it's very hard to make that shelf stable, and we don't currently have that option available. So if you're looking for a blend that helps you move your bowels more comfortably and effortlessly, that would typically be a Bifido blend, such as our Once Daily Ultra. And I would recommend you have to buy that one in the fridge, because those particular types of bacteria, there's just no way to stabilize them at current technology that we know of right now. So it kind of gets a little bit nuanced in terms of what you're trying to do, but I'll say, to answer this question succinctly, it's about whether or not you're going to actually take the pill. And our shelf-stable probiotics are just using new technology to try to improve compliance, to make it easy to swallow every day right in your line of sight. That's it.
Do you feel that sometimes going above and beyond the dosage on your probiotics is a good thing?
Oh, yeah. Oh, gosh, yes. I mean, I'll just be frank. I think a lot of the probiotic market in the past has been kind of weak. It's been very low in cell counts, you know, in terms of the serving that was being delivered to the customer was much lower compared to what you were seeing in the studies. Like, if you go and you read a trial from some gastroenterology clinic, right, where they're doing big trials and they know their stuff and they're really trying to move the needle, what you're going to see in those trials is sometimes, you know, 400 billion or, you know, 150 billion. I mean, there certainly are low doses too out there, low dose trials out there too. But in general, a lot of the most impressive, most profound results that we've seen in the literature have come from bigger dosages. And I would say, unfortunately, that the over-the-counter market, you know, the health food store, drugstore market, was so concerned about price that they didn't want to have a product that was more than, you know, $15 on the shelf. And that really limited the market. Nobody could put any really high power, high potency stuff together to meet that price point. They all had to kind of stay under that cap. And I'm really tickled to say that that's changed, that there's a lot more interest. There's a lot more understanding and enthusiasm, that people are now willing to pay $40, $50 for a probiotic because they understand it can be life-changing. And so I'll say that, yes, there are now probiotic servings that go up to 3 trillion. I mean, so if you look at some of the ones that are out there that are 1 billion, literally you'd have to take a case, not just one whole bottle. You'd have to take like 1,000 pills to get up to what is in some of these other formulations in the clinic, in the clinical world. So at Garden of Life, we make very high potency, you know, 100 billion, 400 billion. But I do think there are times when people can take more and really benefit from doubling, even tripling of these servings, because the research certainly does support that. But it's a case-by-case basis. Not everybody needs that type of level, too, I should say.
All right, here's another one, another category that seems to be maybe a little bit hard for people to be decisive about. It says, Jeff, please ask Bruce the easiest way to approach the Garden of Life protein section. I like the products. I've used a lot of them. But sometimes I'm standing there, I'm thinking to myself, do I need, you know, the sport plant-based protein? Do I need the raw protein? Do I need the organic whey? I mean, I don't think I can make a bad mistake, but how do I decide for me which is a better way to choose? Because I want to do one of them every day like I have been, sometimes twice a day, but I want to make sure that I'm getting the best for me.
Sure. This is another good question that I think we kind of cause. You know, Garden of Life, we try to make a lot of options. We know there are people who are vegan. We know there are people who are power lifters, who are doing paleo diets. We know there's just so many types of customers and different types of diets. And I want to mention really quickly as an aside, there is no one diet for all human beings. And if anybody's listening to the show thinking about this stuff lately, I think that when you listen to a guru on TV or YouTube or in a book, and they say that there's one diet for all human beings, I think that we can kind of start to dismiss some of that. I think there's been enough evidence now that we're all biochemically unique. That's just a fact. So back to the protein choice, we try to make all these options. And the simplest way, I would say, to start is to decide whether you want this to be a meal, whether it's going to be a meal replacement product that you're actually going to displace lunch or breakfast with, or whether it's going to be a supplement just for the amino acids. And there's really a lot of support for both strategies. You know, a lot of athletes are not looking to replace a meal. They just want to spike up the amino acids in their blood so they lose weight better and have more lean muscle and recover quicker and less sore and all these benefits, right? There's lots of studies, lots of research on protein, for not just for working out, but even for bone health, for example. So it kind of depends on whether you're doing this for all the benefits of amino acids, which are myriad and vast and well-studied, or whether you're doing it for meal replacement to try to cut calories and reduce cravings. Now, when you're looking at the Garden of Life line, there's really two main meal replacers, and I would set those apart. And once you've determined that you want a meal replacer, I would go with either Raw Fit if you want to lose weight and help cravings, or I would go with Raw Meal if you're not necessarily trying to lose weight. You just want nutrient density and a really nourishing, organic, powerhouse meal. Either one can actually be used to help you lose weight, but Raw Fit is the one that's going to really support your liver, your adrenal glands, your pancreas, all the hormonal aspects of losing weight, which for many people, they're kind of stuck in a rut. We need some help with their hormones. That's really where Raw Fit works. It's blood sugar and hormones. So again, if you're trying to lose weight, you want to cut down belly fat, you want to help your blood sugar stability and your cravings, then I would recommend Raw Fit. Now, if you're just looking to replace a meal and you're already kind of near or at your ideal weight, then I would recommend Raw Meal. Now, that's the meal replacement section. The rest of our line is basically proteins, and we have special options for different needs. You know, if you're an athlete who's in any type of athletic competition, whether you're in college or high school or whatever level, I would recommend our sport line. We make vegan plant proteins, and we make whey protein. And what makes our sport line special is all these ingredients like herbs and special probiotics to help support the athlete, help reduce soreness, help their lungs and antibody production, you know, all these different things that we can do for the athlete. But if you're not an athlete, we have a bunch of other proteins for you. You know, one of my favorites that I use a lot is called Protein and Greens. It's not a meal replacer. It's just protein with a bunch of USA-grown greens thrown in that are all organic. Right, a lot of people don't eat enough greens, and in my family, I think we need help too. You know, we eat probably more than the average bear, but everybody needs more greens out there, I believe. So I mix the raw protein and greens up, and I just put it in almond milk or regular dairy milk, and my kids love it. It's really smooth. It's really delicious. It gives us kind of that protein hit after we work out or we just want a snack. I use that one a lot, or I just use raw protein, the original. And so I'd say kind of tinker around with our plant proteins. We have a super smooth one called organic plant protein that's grain-free if you're on a low-carb diet. But when you go to Stay Healthy and you kind of are talking to the staff there, they know their stuff. You can ask them kind of to filter it down. I'm looking for meal replacers, and they'll show you Raw Fit and Raw Meal. Or you can say, I'm looking for a protein supplement for all the amino acids, and here's where I'm at. I'm an athlete, or I don't get enough greens, or I'm going to make my own powerhouse by adding chia and broccoli and flax and all this other stuff to it. We're going to make options for you, and they're going to be organic. They're going to be clean, and they're going to taste really good. That's what Garden of Life's been working on for like 20 years now.
This is an interesting question, and thank you for that. It says, I've been using the MyKind vitamins for a while, and I'm 30 years old. My wife went in to pick up the vitamins for me, and she picked up the men's 40 plus, and I figured, oh, well, I'll just take it. Why did I feel better on the 40 plus than I did on the other one? I'm not that old. I'm only 30, but I have run my body pretty much into the ground. Is it okay for me to use this?
Yeah, so the 40 plus version, it's, I mean, let's just be really frank. It's very similar to the men's version. It just has a couple extra things that this person might be really feeling. Number one, the B12. Vitamin B12 is a pretty special nutrient. It's kind of a unique molecule out there in the universe. It's called cobalamin. I've heard some chemists say that cobalamin, also called B12, is the only carbon metal bond that naturally occurs in the known universe. It's pretty interesting. So it's got some unique, you know, qualities, just the chemistry of it. Now, in the biology of it, when you study the medical side, we know that B12 is one of the hardest to absorb. It's one of the most controversial. They say that the normal level in this country is about 250 picograms per milliliter, I think. And that's considered normal, whereas in Germany or Japan or France, they're going to say 500 and up is considered the normal range. So there's very big disagreements, big controversy about what is the normal range for a human being to have measured in their blood of B12. And I would say there's a lot of people out there who actually are subclinically deficient. They may not be demonstrating major DNA damage. They may not be having huge methylation diseases, but they might be experiencing small changes in their nervous system. Maybe they're less energetic. They're less able to handle stress. They find environmental demands, whether it's, you know, the physical demands or emotional demands of our life, they find it intimidating or daunting or just too hard. And there's a lot of doctors. So one of my favorite books out there is called Could It Be B12? It's a pretty famous book. You probably find it at the library, well known. Could It Be B12 is a book by a doctor who found out that so many people benefit from a little extra B12 because they're just not metabolizing it very well. It's hard to absorb. So what makes our 40-plus different in one of the main ways is it has double the B12. I mean, and that is a pretty special form. This is not your typical run-of-the-mill B12 that so many vitamin companies have used. You know, most of what's out there on the shelf is synthetic. It's made from genetically engineered bacteria that they sell at the drugstore. When you go to Garden of Life, you get a cultured, grown form that's non-GMO. We don't use genetically engineered bacteria. And we grow it in living yeast cells to attach it to proteins and carbs. So it's not just a naked B12 molecule. It's now much closer to food. And I think there's lots of people who, when they take our 40-plus formulas, they notice that they're absorbing B12 better, their memory is better, their energy level, their DNA repair, all these things that B12 does in their body is really important. So I imagine it's probably the B12 they're feeling. It could also be some of the herbs. We do have extra supporting herbs, like things like saw palmetto and pomegranate and turmeric, things that are there to help support the prostate gland and overall immune system support. It could be that they're feeling. But I would mention it's probably B12 because, boy, B12 can be almost magical. When you're low on B12, it is like turning on the lights again. People are shocked when they feel that.
We are talking with Bruce Topping today, representing Garden of Life. Quick break, and when we come back, more questions for Bruce. You'll get a lot of information. Stay tuned. Second half of the show coming up right after the break.
Raw Probiotics is a truly unique formulation that is based on a Bulgarian cultured dairy drink research by Dr. Eli Melichnikov, the father of probiotics. It's not just isolated bacteria in a pill. It is a whole food probiotic complex that contains three main ingredients: Bulgarian yogurt, kefir scobies or kefir grains, bottom of the kombucha drink, and the modern concentrated strains of probiotics. One of the most unique features is that this product has cultural diversity, meaning it includes a record-setting 30-plus probiotic strains. The product is raw, which means more than processed with low heat. It means no fillers or binders like magnesium stearate, commonly used for standardization in other probiotics. Our Arrive Alive process ensures maximum viability of the bacteria by keeping the probiotics environment temperature and humidity controlled during manufacturing and shipping. Finally, Raw Probiotics represents an incredible value. Each serving, 3 capsules, is formulated to a minimum of 85 billion CFU at time of expiration. If you took only 1 capsule per day, that extends the bottle to a 3-month supply that costs $15 per month. We challenge you to find another whole food probiotic that packs 27 billion CFU per capsule at a better value. In summary, this is a whole food probiotic. It has more strains, a higher CFU count than most. It's raw and delivered cold. It's an incredible value. Raw Probiotics from Garden of Life is available at Stay Healthy, 840 South Rancho at Charleston. Raw Protein is a plant-based, USDA-certified organic, vegan, and raw sprouted protein supplement featuring organic sprouted brown rice protein concentrate and 12 sprouted ingredients. Raw Protein provides 17 grams of protein per serving and delivers an exceptional amino acid profile that is 97% correlated to whey proteins and 98% compared to mother's milk, which makes it perfectly suited for human nutrition. Raw Protein contains the necessary enzymes, probiotics, and cofactors to ensure efficient protein digestion and utilization. Ideal for those seeking an organic protein supplement of high quality that is free of artificial ingredients, dairy-free, easily digested, and with less than a gram of sugar. Raw Protein combines all the benefits of both plant and animal proteins together in a vegan product. Raw Protein is versatile and easy to mix, unflavored and unsweetened. It makes a delicious smoothie when mixed with almond milk and berries. Also available in delicious Real Raw Chocolate Cacao, Real Raw Vanilla, and Real Raw Vanilla Spiced Chai. No wonder it is now the number one selling certified organic protein supplement in the natural products industry, according to SPINS data. Raw Protein from Garden of Life is available at Stay Healthy, 840 South Rancho at Charleston.
All right, I'm back. I want to remind you to head over to Stay Healthy Health Food Store. Stay Healthy is your one-stop full-service location for everything health and nutrition. Now in their fourth decade in the Las Vegas Valley, they are Las Vegas's oldest independent health food retailer. Go in and see what a local retailer can do for you. Great specials, great prices, awesome staff, and of course, amazing quality products every single day. You'll find them at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Rancho Town and Country Center on the northwest corner of Rancho and Charleston. Open Monday through Friday 9 to 7, Saturdays 9 till 6, and they're closed on Sunday. Today we're talking with Bruce Topping, and we're talking about Garden of Life, and we're talking about some of the questions that have come in for Bruce. Bruce, this was interesting. It says, Jeff, I used the probiotics from Garden of Life, and I was doing much, much better, but I learned along the way that those were not the main thing that I needed in my diet. I also needed an enzyme. I went in and I talked to Marge, and she recommended that I bring in the raw enzymes. I added them to the probiotics, and everything fell in place. I wonder how long I've been wondering that I needed a digestive enzyme, but just never decided to do it. I'm one of those people that did the purple pill for 3 years and finally decided that it wasn't the way to go. So please, when you talk to Bruce the next time, tell him thank you. I feel great.
Yeah, I'm always excited about enzyme testimonials because I get so many of them, and they're often some of the most profound. Enzymes are like little chemical scissors. That's always kind of how I've thought of them. They kind of work like little chemical scissors that break apart and cleave all the kind of bonds that hold these molecules together. And this is really fundamental to absorb nutrients. You know, if you're going to actually get any B12 into your bloodstream or calcium into your bloodstream, you're going to need what is called hydrolysis to occur in your stomach, hydrolyzing, basically chopping and cleaving. And enzymes play a really fundamental role. So if we don't have enough enzymes, not only do we not absorb things, as I just said, it's even worse than that. The other bad part about not having enough enzymes is that you have undigested material. So it's not just that you fail to absorb it. It's also that it really stirs up a huge immune response and kind of wears down our immune system. And it can even kind of cause physical damage to the surface of our colon and our intestine. So there's lots of benefits. When people start taking enzymes, sometimes it's almost like they've cleaned the windshield and it's just the whole outlook for their digestive tract is vastly different because they're now absorbing protein. They're actually digesting minerals. And they're getting these molecules into their bloodstream that maybe they simply were not getting very efficiently into the blood before, even if they were eating them. I mean, I'm amazed how many people out there are eating lots of meat, lots of seeds and nuts and legumes, meaning lots of protein sources. They're getting dense protein often. And yet they're showing signs of protein deficiency. They're simply not actually absorbing the amino acids into their blood. And that's a huge problem. So enzymes are incredible. They're definitely one of my favorite supplements. It's one of the areas where Garden of Life started. You know, I think our third product after probiotics and greens was a digestive enzyme. So we very much are long believers in digestive enzymes as one of the best supplements, especially if you're experiencing those distress symptoms, the heavy bowling ball feeling, the sluggish digestion, the bloating, the gas, the abdominal pain, the cramping, even the kind of failure to regulate hunger, where we're either hungry all the time or we're not hungry at all, hardly ever. Either of those, it sounds weird, either of those can be influenced by enzymes, because sometimes it's about nourishing the machinery that modulates hunger, which has to do with your brain. So I'll say that taking enzymes can be one of the best. I give them, I mean, even my teenage son uses enzymes occasionally. So whenever you're eating foods that you know you don't digest well, whether that's dense animal protein for some people, or whether it's cooked onions or tomatoes or whatever it is, try taking a full-spectrum digestive enzyme. And I would avoid most of the papaya chewables. I mean, they can help. They're a step in the right direction, and they taste amazing. But what's in raw enzymes is so much more powerful. It's like orders of magnitude more powerful. It's like eating, you know, a whole case of papaya chewables in one pill. And this can offer enough enzyme strength, enough of those chemical scissors, to really change your whole digestive machinery and allow you to more quickly and more efficiently break down all these nutrients and prevent rotting and decaying and damage to our intestine. So I would recommend our raw enzymes. We do make them for age and gender. Now, there's no hormonal impact on any of these. So the raw enzyme for men just has extra protein digesting enzymes, and the raw enzyme for women has more plant-based digesting enzymes. But that's just where they're emphasized. Either one can work for either group. So try either one. I really recommend the raw enzymes for women. I think that's one of the best, even for a lot of men out there who are eating a lot of sugar and carbs. But these enzymes can really change your symptoms, sometimes within a day. So try them out. They can really change your whole gut.
This one just came in. It says, Jeff, we're listening to you right now, my husband and I both, and we're sitting here, and we both use the raw enzymes and found them to be very, very effective. He uses the men's, I use the women's, but I added in the chewable on top of it, and it took me to a whole new level. But while I'm thinking about it, can you ask Bruce if it's okay if I do the enzymes and the chewable? Because I needed more, and it really did take me to the comfort level.
That's awesome. Yeah, so some people have really low enzyme secretion.
Yeah.
I know there are people out there who have almost no measurable enzymes. When they do these lab tests, they're very low in all the enzyme counts in their intestine. And that means that their whole body is just not going to get much out of their food. They're not going to get much nutrition. They're going to feel hungry quicker. All these things aren't going to happen the way they should. And taking additional enzymes, like I recommend doing the chewables right at the beginning of meal. Right in the very beginning, this kind of simulates almost when you eat raw foods. Like if you eat an apple, the apple already has a bunch of enzymes. It kind of sits in the upper part of the stomach and does a little bit of pre-digestion on itself before your own body's enzymes even work on it. So taking it in the beginning of the meal kind of simulates eating a raw food or a cultured fermented food. In that way, it kind of pre-digests it. And then I might recommend taking the raw enzyme capsules for men or for women. The raw enzymes taken at the end of meal, maybe after you finished the last fight and it's been a minute or two, or even 5 or 10 minutes later is fine, that window is still open, and take them right then. That will simulate your own gastric secretions, because most of your enzymes actually are not secreted until the food is drained into the small intestine, into what they call the duodenum, part of the small intestine. And that's where we start releasing all the proteases and lipases and all that. So I would recommend your chewable at the beginning, right, the first few bites, and your capsule raw enzyme at the very end. And yes, it's absolutely okay to do that. It basically, you know, replicates eating fresh food and having really high enzyme activity from your own pancreas, which is all, you know, that's a really healthy scenario. I wish we all were so lucky.
You know, the interesting thing is how the age, dramatics have changed. You know, where this was one time you get to be much older, you might have thought of an enzyme. And right. I talk to people in their 20s and 30s, and they're not digesting very well at all. And most of them have been eating processed foods for a decade or two.
That's right. Yeah. I agree. I see that all the time, Jeff. So I think you're right. You know, it used to be that we didn't see acid reflux in 30-year-olds, hardly ever. We didn't see obesity in middle school children, hardly ever. We didn't see the rates of depression in high school kids the way we
right.
see today. These things are connected. And I would say it's kind of a tide that is lowering many boats right now. Our diet and lifestyle is just not very healthy. And it's certainly our digestive tract is one of the main lines of defense that we actually interact with the world. And all the food and all the air and all these molecules have to go into our digestive tract. And that introduces a lot of battles, a lot of potential hardships. And unfortunately, a lot of people out there are just not supporting themselves with good diets and lifestyles, so it's their gut that suffers first, long before their skin or their immune system starts to crumble. It's their digestive tract that's often the canary in the coal mine. So yeah, if you're 30 years old and you're having lots of digestive episodes, gosh, I mean, I hate to say this on the air, but I feel like you're kind of setting the stage for chronic disease. You know, once our digestive tract goes awry, we're really crumbling our whole immune system and our hormonal systems and our brain, which is connected all to our gut. So I would say get on it, even if you're 25 years old, try a digestive enzyme. If you're having any gas and bloating and abdominal bowling ball feeling, enzymes can make a difference overnight, literally.
This is a good one. It says, I wanted to thank you for that memory and focus. Please tell Bruce it's working great. I'm 30 years old, and I started with the young adults, but because I went back to school, I decided to jump up, and I'm using the memory and focus for adults over 40. I feel very comfortable with it. It's made a dramatic difference. Some days I take them both because I have so much studying to do, but it has made a difference in the way that I recall.
Oh, that's great to hear. Yeah, I'm hearing these kinds of stories all over the country. You know, we've worked with Dr. Perlmutter now for years, and he's a neurologist, somebody who's been studying brain health, looking at all the studies on processing speed and word recalls and memory retention and, you know, reaction times. And there's many ways that we test your brain. You know, this has become a big thing now that Alzheimer's and Parkinson's and Huntington's are in the news. They're in the news all the time. We're all terribly frightened of losing our brain, losing our faculties, and being in that wheelchair, not even be able to remember what's going on, our loved ones. That's just terrifying for all of us. And so there's become a lot more interest, a lot more research, more grant money, more experts, you know. And Dr. Perlmutter is, I think, one of the leaders. You know, he's been in the trenches for a very long time, and he has helped our team at Garden of Life to develop some of the best nootropics, some of the what is sometimes called smart drugs. And, of course, we're getting it from natural substances. We're not using pharmaceuticals, not our style at Garden of Life. But we're working with a board-certified neurologist to go through all the literature, all the studies, and find what are the most studied and healthy nootropic agents. You know, for example, sage extract. A lot of people have heard of sage. It's a very ancient plant, old medicine, very revered for a lot of other benefits. But its effect on our brain, specifically processing speed and looking at how quickly our brains kind of crunch out numbers and access all these circuits in our brain, that can be measured. And it looks like sage extract is one of the best. So we're using a combination of different sage extracts all rolled into one. And that's in our young adult formula, along with turmeric and vitamin D and all these other supporting roles. But the sage extract is really what people notice the most, I think. And I'll tell you, interestingly, that stuff affects my dreams. If I take it at night, I have the most colorful, lucid, interesting dreams that I remember a lot more clearly. So I'll recommend that if you're into that kind of thing. But yes, the sage extracts are doing amazing. Try that memory and focus. If you're somebody who's in school or you're in a demanding job, you know, maybe you work in a hospital or you're a pilot or something, I would really recommend trying our memory and focus for young adults. You'll usually feel it within the first day or two. And it's not like a drug where you feel racing thoughts and you can't sleep. It really works with your body's chemistry. It's a natural thing. And then the older adult formula, the main ingredient there is grapeseed and blueberry extracts. And we're using wild organic blueberries from northern Quebec. We've been working with tribal growers there. It turns out blueberries have all these compounds that really influence our nervous system and our brain. The problem is you have to eat a lot of blueberries to experience any of those effects. Wild blueberries have a lot more polyphenols per gram. We can actually start with a smaller amount and still achieve these high blood levels of these anthocyanidin compounds, what makes them blue. It's called anthocyanidin. That little cool pigment, that polyphenol, really has great effects on our brain. And we're buying organic wild blueberries at very high dosages to influence your memory. And it works. The older you are, it seems the better it works. So if you're 30, it probably still works, as this person has said. But the studies really demonstrate that it works the best when you're in your 60s and 70s and 80s. The worse they were to begin with, the better the results were as they went through the trial. So they saw the most improvement. I'll recommend sage and blueberry, you know, even just in other extracts. I think there's lots of those out there in the world. But what we offer in Memory and Focus is peerless sourcing, organic extracts, no harsh solvents, lots and lots of testing and clinical research. Our Memory and Focus formulas are doing excellent, and anybody who's concerned about their brain should look into these. I think they're some of the best out there.
This is a really good feedback. It says, I went through chemotherapy and radiation last year, and I got through it fine. All my markers are good, and I'm eating really, really healthy. I was really tired and went to stay healthy, talked with Marge, and she recommended that my digestive system, which was poor, I started using the MyKind, an enzyme, and a probiotic, and I take all of them three times a day with my meals. And all I can tell you is I feel better now than I have in 10 years. My doctor says my reports are fantastic, and I carry all three of them with me all the time, and I never miss a meal, even if it's a smoothie. So just wanted to say thank you, and for anyone out there that's trying to, you know, bring their way back again, you know, keep this in mind. Now, I hear this a lot.
Yeah. This is one of the reasons I love my job, Jeff.
Yeah.
You know, I travel the country like you, and I'm just constantly floored by the testimonials. It's amazing. I love it when I hear people who have lost hope and were down and out, sick and tired of being sick and tired. Mm-hmm. I was talking with somebody in a wheelchair who was struggling to lose weight, and it's been like a year, almost a year and a half, but it really stuck in my craw. I'll probably never forget this woman telling me how she had lost over 30 pounds and all her blood markers had really improved, and her general practitioner was just really impressed and was asking all these things about what she was doing and telling other patients. This is the kind of stuff that I just live for, and it's the reason I work for Garden of Life, to be perfectly frank. It really keeps me coming back, and I just want to keep making products that really move the needle and really improve quality of life. This is, I think, the highest calling that any vitamin company can ever have.
Yeah. You know, the fun thing about this line is that it just continues to move. Oh, this just came in. I only got a couple minutes, but it says, can Bruce talk about MCT oil? I picked some up. I'm using it. I don't know why I'm using it, but I know it makes me feel good.
Yeah, MCTs are blowing up. It's probably because they've heard all this hype about it. You know, there was that guy, the bulletproof executive, who kind of put it on the map, and I have to give him some credit. You know, Dave Asprey is kind of a genius in some ways, and MCTs started long ago. They're basically carbon chains. They're special fats, and they're medium length, which means they get processed differently than any other fat. They're rare. It's hard to get these in food. You only find them really in coconuts and breast milk. So most humans, unless they're eating one of those too, you're just not going to get much of these special carbon chains. But now there's a whole grip of research coming out about how they energize our brain. It's really for two reasons. Number one, MCTs, when they go to the liver, they make ketones. Right? They get turned into ketone bodies, which are these really high-energy fuel molecules. It's basically the same thing you get when you eat a low-carb diet. You start burning ketones as fuel. Ketones have more energy per gram than glucose, so it's actually a more dense fuel for our cells. That's number one, more dense fuel. Number two, MCTs are actually, the ketones that you make are easier to metabolize, and that may be the big thing right there, the ease with which our cells get that energy in. That's really the key, especially for your brain. It looks like the main thing happening with all these brain problems, pretty much all of them, is that our cells, the neurons, the brain cells, they fail to uptake glucose. Gosh, Jeff, I'm almost sick of reading about glucose uptake. I mean, it's everywhere now. Every article and book and blog is talking about how in all these people who have these symptoms of brain dementia and things, we find one common thread, no matter what kind of brain disorder it is, we find their neurons are failing to uptake glucose. They're just not getting the sugar into the cell. They can't get fuel. And if your neurons don't have fuel, you can't think. You can't put your pants on. You can't recognize your own face in the mirror. It's pretty serious stuff. And so MCTs are going through a whole kind of a renaissance of research. And interestingly, it's led by the Department of Defense. The Army is spending a lot of money on this. And they're trying to help energize these neurons, these hard-to-energize cells in our brain that need a ton of energy. And it looks like MCTs can really just powerhouse the energy into your cells, even when the glucose uptake is broken. And that's really profound. So it's being studied for that really heavily. The old research is on appetite. It really blunts your hunger, energizes your cells, so it's really high in energy. So I'm sure the person is experiencing a real blunt in their hunger and more energy and probably some colon cleansing properties. You know, those acids are really strong against yeast and fungus. There's lots of benefits. What we do at Garden of Life is make the cleanest one. Organic, no harsh solvents. There's no palm oil sourcing because palm deals with a kind of an ecological controversy that we want to stay away from. So it's pure coconut. There's no harsh solvents. The bottle is even, you know, BPA-free. And we try to look at all the details when we make a product. I think it's one of the best tasting ones on the market, and it really does provide a lot of energy. So put it in your smoothie or salad dressings or in your coffee or right on a spoon. Start with a small amount. Get your liver used to it. But you're going to notice a lot of benefits, especially for your brain, especially if you're older. So going through a lot of studies, and I'm excited about it. I think MCTs are a really big part of our line, and we're sure selling a lot of it. People are really telling me how much better they feel, so it's a great thing.
Just a quick point on this. Can you use it in your smoothie and use coconut oil as well?
Yes, you can.
Okay.
You're kind of doubling up. I mean, basically, MCT is a fractionated coconut oil.
Right.
We've removed almost all the lauric acid. So they're kind of two of those very similar things. So I would do maybe half of one and half of the other.
Got it.
Yeah.
No, that's perfect. Thank you so much for being here today, my friend. Always a pleasure. And I know you're busy, but thank you for always taking time out a couple times a month to come and chat.
It always goes so fast, Jeff.
Thanks
for having me on.
My pleasure. Be well. My best to your family.
Again.
My guest today, Bruce Topping, representing Garden of Life. Bruce is here a couple times a month, and if you want to, you can go on my webpage, drjeffreyburke.com, go to the archive icon and download any of the podcasts that are there and go through years of shows over the month, every month that I have done with Bruce. Always entertaining, and you can get your Bruce fix because there's plenty of them on there with Bruce as my guest. And remember, courtesy of Lotus Broadcasting and my awesome producer, all of my shows are recorded, podcasts, and archived, and that's where they go, right on my webpage, drjeffreyburke.com. All of them are available for on-demand download when it's convenient for you. Stay Healthy Health Food Store. Make them your one-stop full-service location for everything health and nutrition. Go there for the most knowledgeable, amazing people to work with. And then while you're there, get your questions answered and, you know, create great relationships with somebody healthy in the business. And that's what they're good at, and they are good at it. Believe me. And, of course, they carry the best quality products, the best prices every single day. Right there at Stay Healthy Health Food Store, your full-service location for everything you need to get as healthy as you possibly can. You'll find them at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Rancho Town and Country Center. They're on the northwest corner of Rancho and Charleston. They're open Monday through Friday, 9 till 7, Saturdays, 9 till 6, and they're closed on Sunday. Check out their webpage, stayhealthylasvegas.com, and of course, like them on Facebook as well. And don't forget to print a $5 off coupon to use on your next $50 purchase at their webpage. Just type in stayhealthylasvegas.com, print the coupon, come in, use it right in the store. I want to thank everyone for taking the time to tune in on this Monday morning, getting another week started. You know, time is just zooming by. I hope you have an awesome day and an awesome week upcoming, and do something good for yourself. It is Monday. Remember the day that we decide to, you know, kind of enable all of those great healthy things that we talked about all weekend, you know, and if you fall off the wagon by noon, it's okay. Just dust yourself off and get right back on again, because you know what? No sense throwing another whole week away just to wait for another Monday. It's Monday all day long. So if you do fall off the wagon, and don't just tuck and roll and run away. You know, just dust yourself off and get back on and say, all right, I slipped. I'm back on course again. And believe it or not, those are the ones that end up sticking, the ones where you get right back on again and forgive yourself and realize that we're human. We all make mistakes. We all fall off the wagon. But getting back on it again and putting your health first, it's one of the best things you could ever do. Remember to tune into my show Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 in the morning, right here on NBC Sports 920 The Game. It's the Staying Healthy radio show. I always bring you the best guests in the industry, and I make sure that you have the best information possible. And I make sure always, every single day, that we have the relevant topics for today's world, the things we need to talk about, the things we truly will benefit from talking about, and always the things that we have a tendency not to talk enough about. I make sure that I'm direct and to the point, and for that I don't apologize. There's no sense bubble wrapping and babying all this information, because you know what? I think we get enough, you know, baby-proofed information, if you will, every single day. Sometimes we need to just hear it and realize that it's time for us to take the responsibility that we need to get as healthy as we possibly can. Remember to check out the full line of Garden of Life products every day. Always see if they have coupons available on the corresponding products that you are purchasing. And you know what? Get in there and meet these amazing people and start your healthy journey today. Have a great day, everyone. Do something awesome just for you. God bless. Thank you for tuning into the Staying Healthy radio show. Remember to tune in Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. for the most up-to-date, relevant information on your health, the best guest in the industry, helping all of us to get healthy, stay healthy, and be healthy.
For your convenience, podcasts of the shows are available at my website, drjeffreyburke.com. Click on the archive icon for on-demand podcast downloads. I look forward to talking with all of you again soon.